Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Today we're talking about Texas. I'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Survey?
You're not going to ask for my social security number or my bank account number?
No personal information. This is just about the upcoming elections. That's it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored and recorded.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you prefer to complete it in English or Spanish?
English is fine.
Thank you. Let me go back. I put Spanish. Okay, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay. You are currently living in Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live? Would that be Hidalgo?
Man, you're getting too personal.
Well, see, because we're calling precise in this county, so I just need you to confirm yes or no, and if it's not, then I'll change it to the ones we have here on the list. I'm just trying to make this go nice and easy here.
Yeah, Hidalgo County.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on cell phone, some on your regular home phone, or you only use your cell phone?
Some on landline and some on my cell.
Perfect. And you are registered to vote in Texas, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by candidate
for
political office? Okay.
Nope.
Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
My brother, not say.
Okay. Okay, here we go. And to which of the following age groups do you belong? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64?
50 to 54.
50 to 54, okay. And what is your main racial ethnic heritage? Are you Hispanic, Latino, Caucasian white, African American?
Latino.
Latino, okay. Loud and clear. And what is the last year that you completed in school?
12th grade.
12th grade, high school graduate. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Biden-Harris administration is doing? Do you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove or somewhat approve?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
I hate both.
If you just had to choose one, this doesn't count for your final answer. This is just getting ideas.
If I had to choose one, Republican.
Republican, okay. So that's if you had to, and that's probably then, right? Because things can change. You can go another way. It doesn't matter.
I'm just telling you right now, I'm a Trumper. And that's it.
Okay, so...
I don't like the Republicans because they didn't back Trump up when they stole the election. The Republicans were just stood back. They didn't do nothing. So that's when I didn't want to be a Republican anymore.
Okay, so that's probably Republican, maybe?
Yeah, not Democrat, that's for sure.
Okay, now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay? Uh-huh. Vicente González.
Who?
Vicente González.
I hate that guy.
Okay, so very unfavorable, right?
Very unfavorable.
Now, Donald Trump.
Highly favorable.
Okay. The next one is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Highly unfavorable.
Highly unfavorable, okay. Kamala Harris.
Highly unfavorable.
Okay. The last one is Myra Flores.
I like her.
Like her? Very or someone?
Very, very approved.
Very approved, okay. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? I'm going to read you a list. I'm going to do a small pause in between. That way it's not one long sentence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare, crime and public safety, education, inflation and the cost of living, national security and foreign affairs, border security, jobs and the economy, climate change, taxes, abortion, or the last one, fentanyl and drug addiction.
Inflation and
cost of living.
Cost of living.
Okay, perfect. Thinking ahead to the November elections. First, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other state local offices?
Well,
you could choose a number in between as well.
What was that?
You could choose any number in between 0 and 10 as well.
Yeah, okay, let me brief you. This is the last time I'm going to vote. They stole the election 4 years ago, and I'm still bitter about it. I'm just going to vote for Trump, and I'm never, ever going to vote again.
Loud and clear. So are you excited? Are you extremely interested to vote this one last time or not too much?
I'm starting to hate politics. How could people vote for Kamala? How in their mind are they going to vote for Kamala if they're going to want 4 more years of this stupidity? So I'm pissed, and they stole the election last time. I'm going to vote one more time. I am kind of excited to go vote for my last time.
Seriously.
And I'm done with politics.
Yeah, you know what? I cannot disagree with your personal opinion towards the topic. But you know it is very important to vote, right? But it's...
I don't care. But I voted 4 years ago. It didn't count. Right. They stole it.
And
I'm not voting.
I completely...
Nobody's going to change my mind. I'm done. I voted 4 years ago. I didn't vote in the primaries. I haven't voted nowhere, not even in the school board here or commissioners. I am pissed. They stole the election, and everybody's fine with it. Shh, don't say, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
What is that?
I cannot say that I can add anything onto that. You said everything necessary there. Moving on to the next one, I don't want to take too much of your time. If the elections for president was being held today, for whom would you vote for? You
Trump.
Here, but Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Republican, Trump.
Trump, okay. Next, if the elections for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
That guy's a joke. Myra Flores.
Myra Flores, okay.
Vicente's a crybaby. He wants no voter ID so all the illegals can vote. But they got in a plane, all the Democrats here in the Valley, and they went to their daddy in Washington about 2 years ago because they don't want voter ID. Man, I wish I could take him and slap him in the face. Why doesn't he want voter ID, Vicente? Why?
That's a good question, right?
You get in the airplane, you get your ID, you present your ID, you go vote, present your ID. What's wrong with that? I hate that guy. I hope I never see him in the street because I really will slap him.
Okay, so moving along. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez, okay? So during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more or less likely to vote for him.
Is this survey from Vicente Fernandez?
Well, just this part right here, because you're not too favorable of him, so it automatically picks up if you have a freaking doubt. Unless you've made up your mind, unless you've already had your mindset, we can save some time and you can tell me all the way down much less likely to vote. That's the worst option you have right here. Or it makes no difference. I'll read you the first couple ones. That way you can get a drift of this, okay? So despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Does that statement there make you much less likely to vote for Vicente Gonzalez?
Very unlikely to vote for him.
Very unlikely, okay. The next statement is, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegal thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits.
Very unfavorable to vote for him.
Okay, I get your drift here. We have just three more of these, so bear with me. The American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices.
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
For Washington.
Yeah, I get your drift, sir. Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are rising prices on taxes on Texas families while ranking in record profits.
Very unfavorable to both of them.
The last one goes, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
Very unfavorable to vote for him.
Okay. Moving on, now that you have some information or some more information, and if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra.
Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, a Republican, or something else? And you can say just like that.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm leaning Republican, even though I'm upset.
Okay, no worries. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on your...
Conservative.
Conservative? Very conservative or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How would you describe your economic circumstance? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do? And that's the end of the list right there.
Working class.
Working class, aren't we all? Okay. Are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or...
Employed.
Employed? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many jobs do you currently have? One, two, or more?
One.
Okay. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that you at home you speak more Spanish, or speak mostly Spanish, some English, or Spanish and English equally, or more English, some Spanish?
When my grandkids are here, I got 11. It's mostly English.
English, okay.
But when my wife are here, it's Spanish. So it's 60 English, 40 Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big family there. 11 grandchildren?
Yeah.
you're a lucky man.
Yo quiero que sepan español, pero nunca aprendieron el español, so tengo que hablar en inglés.
Yeah, le tienes que hablar más en español.
Yo sé, para que entiendas, pero pues no quiere.
Okay, so real quick, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, but it did not count.
I hear you. All right, boss man, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've been great. You enjoy the rest of your evening, man. It was nice talking to you.
Well, don't stop working. Go Trump and Myra. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.